When the NFL draft opens on April 30th, it will be an event watched and followed all across the world. Fans tuning in to 3 days of coverage to see who their favorite team selects. But the NFL draft wasn't always a big event. Back in a time when it was held in a hotel ballroom, and NFL scouts and general managers were forced to make picks off hunches and grainy videotapes.
We didn't have all the apparatus and interviews and all that stuff that they do now and dig into it. And first of all, there wasn't that many spaces available anyway. We ran, at that time, a 40-man roster. Frank came aboard in 70, I believe. I like good athletes, I like competitive athletes, and I like results. So I went that way, and Frank, if I'd see somebody, I'd say, Frank, you got to look at this guy, and he'd break them down technique-wise.
Those days are long gone, with endless preparation put into these three pivotal days each spring. The Scouting Combine is a week-long showcase occurring every February in Indianapolis, and it gives all NFL teams a chance to evaluate the draft prospects in physical and mental tests.
Combine is a very important part of the process. You're getting some verified physical numbers. Very important from the interview process and getting to know these players. It's the first time we actually have an opportunity to speak to the juniors that have entered into the draft. Our medical staff will do all the physicals on these players, so now we have our medical. Our psychological profiles are developed where players are tested during that time. So it's a lot of information that we gather, and it's the only time of year we can get everybody together at one spot, not only our staff, but all the players that were invited to the combine.
From there, Rick Spielman and his staff, scouts, and coaches gather and meet on a daily basis to determine their rankings and ratings for each player available in the draft. Once the countless hours of preparation are put in, scenarios are determined, and draft boards are finalized, it is time for the action of the draft. A night with plenty of anticipation, buzz, and for the players drafted, a time they will never forget.
It was an awesome experience being able to go to New York and having your whole family there to kind of celebrate years of playing football and kind of led up to that whole moment of every athlete's dream, you know, growing up is playing in the NFL. So it was emotional even for me, but it was heartfelt, especially having my family there and everything. So it was an overall good experience.
I didn't know where I was going to be, like the third pick, sixth pick, eighth pick. And I was in at 25th, so it was a great moment. And when he called my name, I walked out there, and I loved every minute of it, and now I love where I'm at now.